Well, praise God. This morning, again, I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and it's so good to have you all on the call this morning. We're tagging this day Basking in His Wealth Wednesday, going to Proverbs 8 and 21, where it says, "Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries." What's that? His treasuries of love, peace, joy, his goodness, his grace and mercy. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we say good morning to you this morning. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, even before the world was formed or brought into place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this wonderful Wednesday to face another day to glorify your holy and righteous name. We come to realize, Father, that it's all about you. It's about you getting glory, honor, and getting everything it is, Lord, that's due you, because you placed us on this earth to serve and worship and glorify your name. So we say, use us this morning, O God. Use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. Let us be the ministers in the marketplace that you called us to be. Let us take a look around our surroundings, Lord God, and see the need and then meet the need. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your love, your peace, your joy, your goodness, your grace and mercy continue to follow us, Lord, as we bask in your great wealth, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, Father, for using these marvelous women to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you're using them, Lord God, to carry forth this wonderful prayer call day by day, that it'll be a blessing to many, to the masses. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone on this call, Lord God, we ask that you continue to strengthen, continue to love them, to continue to use them, O God, to the glory and honor of your holy name. And we thank you, Father, that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that you bless the person that's going to bring forth the word this morning, O God. We thank you, Father, for saturating them in such a manner, Lord God, that the anointing will flow over to the callers this morning. And we thank you, Father, that through that anointing, Lord God, yokes will be broken. Hallelujah. And we glorify you, Father, this day, you will be glorified. The body will be edified. And, Lord God, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do in our lives this day and the days to come. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, prayer warriors, we say good morning again to you. We're so glad to have you on the call this morning. And now I will turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Kai. God bless you and take it away.
Minister Brenda, first let me say thank you, thank you, thank you for feeding and greeting the people and sending that timber up to the Lord and just opening us up with such a powerful and mighty prayer. I want to say good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the extraordinary city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us here this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and today we are basking in his wealth. And you know, I was driving in this morning, and I saw the lunar eclipse, and that just made me realize how important it is for us to give God the glory, the praise, and honor, and the reverence that we do each and every day here on the Master's Call. Now, we know we are approaching our celebration week because this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, and we will be celebrating October 20th through the 24th. And we just like all of you to, you know, either send us a message via our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net and tell us how this call has blessed you, or just be ready to share, you know, a brief 1 or 2 minutes during that week. So we are excited, excited, excited about celebrating what God has done through these two magnificent women of God who have co-founded this call. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. So when God gave the mandate for this call, you know he does things decent and in order, so he also gave a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we also know that everything God does is founded on his word. And the word he founded this call on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you.
So we just want to continue to glorify God in his word and through his word. And we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer as we start this call in prayer and end this call in prayer. You know this call comes to you live each week, Monday through Friday. And we know that it's coming to you, rain, shine, holiday, or whatever. We know that we are here and we are giving you God's word. All the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of this call, and you can view or hear them by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. Now, if you are feeling led to join the team or you feel like God has given you a word in your belly, then you can again contact us at at our website, info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that call is hosted by none other than Platinum President, the godmother of artists, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. We know that October 31st through November 2nd, the Artists International Bahamas Conference will be going on at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. For more information and to register, visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. Now, this woman who is getting ready to come through the line is none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, we know that Dr. P.K. Roberts is the ambassador of artists. This woman of God was born in Monticello, Mississippi, and is an alumni of Alcorn State University. Now, the only thing that I can say to you is Dr. P.K. Roberts is a woman of God. She is searching. She is trying to find his rest. She is a mother. She is a dear and amazing mentor. She is a friend, and she will love you back to health. And so I'm not going to hold up anymore, you know, and we know her accolades. We know that she's been there. She's been there for us as artists, entrepreneurs, and she continues to show her love for each and every one of us. So I will present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mama. Take it away.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kai. And I just love my Mississippi friend who came and just poured out her heart to the Lord for us this morning, Sister Brenda Terrell. Girl, I see the Lord just really stretching you. Thank God for each and every one of you. Let me just do this right. Good morning. Buenos dias. Aloha, my master's calls friends. Now, I want you to know that I'm so happy to be back with you on this glorious morning as I sit here on my balcony here in Florida. It is absolutely gorgeous. I see this sunrise right here in my face. It just proves, as my dear daughter just said, God is such an awesome God, and I do honor and glorify the Almighty right now. Basking in His Wealth Wednesday is just so appropriate for what I'm going to talk about today, and I would therefore restate it as resting in His Wealth Wednesday. Now, let me talk to all of you just for a moment, because my mama and daddy taught me down in Mississippi that people don't have to do anything for you. And during this season and during this transition, I must admit that God has surrounded me with some super fantastic people, and I want to just take a moment to thank you for your diligence and commitment to this particular call in my absence. I also want to thank you for your prayers and support, which allowed me to rest in God and heal and go to another place in this process of grief. I want you to all know that without your support and love, I just would not be here today. I just don't believe it. So to the prayer warriors, the host and hostesses, what a super fantastic staff we have here. To our awesome, faithful speakers, I spoke yesterday to I speak to my son, Coach L.A., almost every day, but I was just so happy to have a few words with our own Dr. Scott after her message, her powerful message to us yesterday. And of course, I spoke to Reverend Everett Thomas, and I'm always up in my son Chuck's face, Chuck Brown. And today he is in the studio. You guys get ready. He's getting ready to release something real powerful to us and to our faithful listeners. Without you, this call would mean nothing. And because of you, my sister friend, and absolutely rock Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Over these past 4 years, we together, you guys have given her the wind beneath her wing to just rock steady in here in spite of all the adversities that she's faced in her life. She indeed is a rock. And Dr. Vanessa, I love you very much. So I want to just, I don't take anything for granted. I just wanted to take those few moments and to say thank you for your faithfulness and to remind you that God rewards faithfulness. Now, Pastor Vanessa, I just need you to hit me up and let me know if you can hear me really well, because if you can, I'm getting ready to get into the meat of this word. I understand that I only have a few moments, and it's okay. All righty then. Here we go. As it has been said, most of us are connected to this call because of Artists International. However, this call originated because of the faith component of our business. Because, you see, Mr. Diaz de Leon understood then and understands now that when we put God first, you know, we always want to keep God in the proper position first. And so, therefore, the Master's call was birth. And because God is so creative and continues to surprise us, I want you to get ready for the oohs and the ahs of the Master as we close out the last quarter of 2014. My oohs and ahs have already started, and they are continuing to flow. When I come on this morning, when I came on this morning and looked out at where I am right now, I said, "Ooh, God, you sure are good to me." And when I stop and think about, just reflect over the past few months alone, I don't have to go back 3 years, but yesterday I had an opportunity to have an awesome experience. I thank you. I had the contents of my bank sent here from my safe deposit box, and it was the first time that I absolutely looked at and read with some clarity David's death certificate, and that thing did something to me. But let me tell you what, God is a God who, I didn't know what he was doing at that point, but he wanted me to know just how much resilience I have and you have when we rest in him. We may get sucker punched right now, but if we are in God, you can expect to bounce back. Can I hear somebody say amen? Absolutely. I know you're telling the truth. I can't do all of, I'm not multitasking yet, you all, but I want you to know that God is doing some mighty good things in my life. And I thank God that when we look back on October the 8th, which means new beginning to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at God again. Another I hadn't thought about. When we look back on October the 8th, I want you to be able to pull this tape up and just listen to all the thank yous that I am giving to you and understand that it's good to appreciate and be grateful for what God is doing. Our word today, when I came down off to the mountain, off of the mountaintop, and had that period of rest with God, I want you to understand that while I was up there, the book that God had me to write, Rest is a Spiritual Thing, really stood up and took life. Sometimes we read books and sometimes we write articles and we don't understand the power that is behind all of those write-ins at the time we are penning them. But later on, and this is a later for me, I am beginning to truly embrace the significance of rest in my life. And so the last time we were talking, I was talking to you about rest from Reverend Dr. Larry Wayne Ellis's book. And I just told you the acronym releasing everything to the Savior's touch, rest. Releasing everything to the Savior's touch. And when I went on that mountaintop, I had to release some things. I had to release some things, and God is teaching me to release everything. I don't want you to think I'm there already. I am still a work in progress. And so our scripture today on rest is, yes, I'm still working on rest. I don't know when I'm going to stop because we have been so far behind on the importance of rest. I don't know how long God is going to keep me here working on this rest. Hebrews 4, 9 and 11 and Matthew 11, 28 through 29. I'm giving you the scriptures and I'm going to give you my points just in case I run out. You can go and read and study and reflect on them later on. And I may get back to this and I may not. We have such a wonderful lineup of speakers now until, you know, the time where nobody spoke but Pastor Vanessa and I are long gone. And so it is just good to be squeezed into the schedule. So listen to me. Listen to me as we talk about entering into God's rest. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating, somebody listen to me, God created the heaven and earth, and after creating this world, he rested. So let us do our best to enter that kind of rest. That is Hebrews 4. 19 and 11, and the significance of that scripture for me says that if God himself had to rest, what about us? If God Almighty had to rest, if we don't take rest, it's a slap in his face. And you see, because there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. And in Matthew 11, 28 and 29, it says, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. And let me tell you, life today can absolutely bring you some burdens and weariness if you allow it. And but the word says, if you come unto me, God will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest. Somebody say rest, R-E-S-T. Rest for your what? Souls. Rest for your souls. Yes, you all, here's another ooh and ah for me, especially for those of you who knew me prior to sabbatical. I post it on my Facebook. Yes, I do have a Facebook page, and I am somewhat managing it myself. I will call people like Brenda Robinson and say, post or share something on my page, because I can't figure out how to put it up there. But I am working on my Facebook page. And social media is one of those brand new things that God is ushering into my life. But please allow me to go on my soapbox just for a moment and share something with you. Years ago, when the computers hit the scene, and I was dealing with whether or not I wanted to turn that thing on, plus let's use it, I want you to know that I hated the computers. And I prayed to God that he would just throw them all into the Mississippi River and just let them float on down the river and out of our lives. That did not happen. And so the same feeling that I had about the computers, I had about social media. And you all, I'm here to tell you that that feeling I identified as fear. And fear of and faith cannot abide in the same space and place in any situation. And what was I afraid of? I had fear of not knowing, fear of appearing stupid because it just appeared to be so complicated, fear of being like others who were already involved in the social media and the fear of being one of those caught up in the statistics. I want you all to know that 58% of people don't go one waking hour without checking their phone. That's sad. 59% of people check email as it comes in, and 89% check it daily, even when they're on vacation. 80% of all teenagers sleep with their phones in the bed with them, and 84% of people believe they couldn't go one day without their phones without dealing with social media. Y'all, you all, there's something wrong with that. I didn't want to be a part of those statistics. But God help me, you all. Let me tell you what he did. He sent me to the Word. You better come on here. In 1 Corinthians, because I'm telling you, you can't be scared and be a soldier for the Lord and go out and do what you need to do. In 1 Corinthians 6:2, it says, I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. I have a right to do things, but I don't have to be mastered by it. So some people have allowed themselves to be mastered by this thing called social media, and it is not allowing them to rest their bodies, minds, nor their souls. Somebody said, amen. She's talking right up in here. Okay. So, Dr. PK, how do we get to the point of rest? How do we find rest in this busy society that we are in? How do we find rest not just for our bodies, because, you know, it's something for me to get in my pool and just relax. It's wonderful. It's something for me to just be up on the mountaintop with the Lord and just basking with him. That's another thing altogether. So we want rest for our physical bodies, but even more importantly, we want rest for what our soul. Somebody say, my soul need rest. I want my soul to find rest. So how do we do it? Number one, let me give you all three of these because I am running out of time already. Oh, God, it's already 8:24. So let me give you all three of them, and then if I get back to them, I'll work them, okay? Number one, be still. B-S-T-I-L-L. Be still. Okay, I'm going to come back to it. Number two, we need to make a plan. We need to make a plan of rest. I'm going to come back to it. And then number three, I want you to know what the Word says in Jeremiah 6:16. This is what the Lord says. I'm going to have to say it right now because I may not get back to it. Stand at the crossroads and look. That's where we are. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. I'm going to get back to it. Okay, here we go. Be still, be still. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Now, with my grands, J.D. and J. Lunny, they are so busy. They are just all over the place. Now, I want you all to look at the correlation between me as Gigi, a grandparent, and God himself looking down on us. Okay, watch this. Watch this work up. Watch this hook up here. And I'm sitting here, and I'm watching them, and they just all over the place running after toys and dolls, and I want this, and I want that, and just always pulling on me and pulling on their moms or whoever would listen. And sometimes I would just say to them, sit down, be still, listen, stop. God is saying to us, stop, sit down, listen. I guarantee you, I'm going to give you a challenge today. I guarantee you that 99% of you would have a challenge sitting for just 5 minutes in the presence of God. I challenge you. You all have done the ice bucket challenge and all these other crazy challenges. Why don't you take this one from Dr. PK? I challenge you this week, and then hit me up when you complete the challenge. Show me on Facebook that you completed this challenge. I challenge you to sit in the presence of God for 5 minutes without your mind running to, oh, God, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do the other. Sit in his presence for 5 minutes without answering your phone, checking your texts. Sit in his presence for 5 minutes and be still before the Lord and hear the divine download that he's going to give. Drop that download on Facebook in my text and let me hear it. I am out of time this morning, you all. I must bring it to a halt and an end. But I have you to know that the most important thing that I learned on my sabbatical is how God is calling us to a place of rest in our busy lives so that he can continue to recreate us and send us forth to do great things for him. We are missing out on so much because we are working our agenda and not hearing God's true purpose and plan for our lives. God bless you. Oh, I'm coming back and pray. I understand. Back to you, my dear daughter, Kai.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. PK, for an amazing word, entering into God's rest. Lord, we want to thank you for your rest. We desire to follow your example, and your example states that you rested on the seventh day. Lord, give us the ability to be followers and doers of your word. Lord, continue to show Dr. PK how to rest in you. Be her all and pour into her a hundredfold everything she has poured out to us this day. Continue to be the light to the path you desire her to walk on. Give her a peace and a stillness that can come only from you, God. We thank you. Lord, we praise you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we know at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So right now, in his name, we are calling cancer, we are calling sickness, we are calling diabetes, high blood pressure, every disease, every sickness, every illness must bow to the name of Jesus. So we bind them because your word says anything we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we bind them and we loose health and wellness. We desire your wholeness, oh God, spiritually, physically, financially, Lord. We just want to turn it over to you because we know that you are in control. And if we surrender and submit to your will in our lives, you will lead us and guide us, and we will be able to follow you step by step through this thing we call life. So right now we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your name. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, TMC family, that immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. We also have the Artist Empowerment Conference coming up in the Bahamas, October 31st through November 2nd. Visit artistempowerment.com.
artistempoweringconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. Also, remember our celebration week for our fourth anniversary is October 20th through the 24th, and we are excited. We are excited. We are overflowing with joy that God has allowed us to be here for 4 years. So we want you to, you know, be ready to give a quick testimony. And we are just looking forward to hearing what God has done for you through this call. So right now I want to say, Artist family and TMC family, I love you, and I will turn it back over to Dr. PK for our benediction. Dr. PK, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I encourage you all to go out today and have a super fantastic day with the Lord. The scripture that I'm going to leave you also associated with Be Still is Psalms 131:2. Psalms 131:2. But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a wounded child with its mother, like a wounded child is my soul within me rested. Lord, your anointing of rest be upon your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I will see you all in the Bahamas. God is there waiting for us to come together as the artist family. Bye-bye. Go out and have a super fantastic day.